Is this going to apply to more than just the state colleges and universities, the system in Michigan, or not?
I'm sure there may be other states, particularly in light of this Supreme Court decision, that there may be some initiative either at the legislative level or at the referendum level to have state X or Y decide that we too will eliminate all considerations of a race, notwithstanding what the 2003 Supreme Court case did. The 2003 Supreme Court case permitted some level of racial preferences in admissions, not a large level, but some level of permissibility of considering that. And now, when a state says, we're not going to do that, we know it's permissible if you do it, but we're not going to do it, the Supreme Court says, well, it's okay if you don't do it. As long as what you do is completely racially neutral, you don't have to consider these racial preferences.
Are there going to be other realms, not just admissions to colleges, that may look to this ruling?
Yes, it certainly could. In other words, we could get to the point that conceivably every state, every municipality, everybody says, we are racially neutral. Race may not be considered under any circumstances, period, in, and then you plug in the infinite number of things, housing, employment, education, etc. And if you take this case, as long as things were racially neutral, even though it may have some impact on racial minorities, it's going to be constitutional. Because what the court has held for a number of years is that when we're looking at equal protection, the issue isn't whether it has an impact on one group versus another. The issue was it intended to have an impact that treated people differently, or was it intended to be racially neutral? And if it was intended to be racially neutral, that's constitutional, even though someone could make an argument that it had the impact of harming this group versus that group.
Maryland's public colleges and universities may need to go back to the drawing board in some ways on this following this morning's ruling.
I don't think so, because I'm assuming, and I don't pretend to be an expert on it, but I'm assuming that in the 10 years post the Supreme Court cases in 2003, 11 years now, addressing this, I'm assuming that Maryland's law is in full compliance with those cases. So nothing's going to change. Something's only going to change if someone in the Maryland General Assembly introduces legislation that gets passed in both houses and signed by the governor to eliminate all racial preference of any kind.
All right. Byron Warnken, professor of law at the University of Baltimore. We appreciate your helping us understand this ruling a bit more today.
Happy to do so, Steve.